Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 4 of the letters of John. Today's title is God is Light. David A. Case and David W. Holdren said, "Light represents God's presence and power." Our text today is 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It reads, "This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." The message that John announced was simple, yet profound. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness. Light represents God's presence and His power. Today, think about a few characteristics of light that enhance our understanding of who God is. First, light demonstrates. Light can't help but shine. Light validates that it is light by shining into the darkness. In the same way, God cannot help but shine. Because He is light, He shines into the darkness. John recorded the following declaration from Jesus in the Gospel of John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As John wrote his first letter, I believe that he vividly remembered these words from Jesus. After John wrote Jesus' words, "I am the light of the world," he wrote, "God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all." Jesus is light within His very nature. As believers, we receive light from Christ. The world is meant to see Jesus in us. We are to demonstrate who Jesus is by who we are and what we say. One main reason lost people haven't trusted Jesus for salvation is that there are so few Christians who demonstrate what it is to know and serve Jesus. I heard about a little boy who was taken by his mother to see a famous cathedral. On the windows were the pictures of various Christians. As he watched the sunbeams shining through the stained glass windows, he asked his mother, "Who are these people on the windows?" She said, "They're saints." The little boy looked at the windows and said, "Well, now I know what saints are. They are people who let the light shine through." Light also illuminates. The purpose of light is to shine and to be seen. If we truly are the light, it cannot be hidden. Someone once said, "There is no such thing as secret discipleship. If you're lit, you will shine." Light points the way in darkness, and it warns people of danger. When you travel at night, you turn on your vehicle's headlights. Your lights give you enough illumination to see the road in front of you. If there is approaching danger because of road construction, there are flashing lights in front of you to warn you. In the same way, Jesus is the light. As the light, He points the way and signals the world of danger that lies ahead. As followers of Christ, we are to shine His light, to point others to Jesus, who is the way. We also have God's Word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path to warn people of the dangers ahead. See Psalm 119, verse 105. We have people all around us who are lost in darkness, and they don't know the light of Christ. If they die without Christ, they will be separated from Him forever. These people are in grave danger unless they see the illuminated light of Jesus. Here are some questions for today. What other characteristics of light can you list that describe who God is as the light? In what ways does your light demonstrate and validate that you have received the light of Christ? What specifically can you do to shine His light, to point the way in darkness and warn others of danger? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.